Moncrief on News Talk.
As you probably know, biodiversity isn't in great shape in this country for various reasons. One being that we don't have enough national parks and nature reserves. The Minister for State for Nature, Christopher O'Sullivan, has big ambitions around amending this situation. He thinks the state should greatly expand how much land it owns. Christopher, good afternoon to you.
Hey, Sean, how are you getting on?
At the moment, how much does the state own?
Yeah, so we've got 8 national parks, a good number of nature reserve, and it amounts to about 100,000 acres. As a percentage, we'll say, of the land mass of Ireland, it's about 1.5%, which is pretty small when you consider, you know, the desperate need to improve things for nature, improve things for species. Unfortunately, right throughout the world, but particularly in Ireland, we're seeing a declining trend in many bird species, insect species, habitats are declining. So we need to step up and start to see those trends reverse. And I firmly believe that a key way that we can do it as a state is to acquire more land or manage more land for biodiversity. So that's the aim, is to significantly increase the amount of land within national parks from about 100,000 acres to about 150,000 hectares, I should say.
Right, okay. Period, yeah. And what's the difference between owning it and managing it?
Yeah, well, I guess the reason I'm kind of using that kind of nuanced language is that I don't want to scare the bejesus out of landowners out there who think the state are, we're coming for your land. And we're
they are. Don't believe them.
So what we're actually trying to do is, look, the state would have quite a lot of land for a variety of different reasons. For example, I just picked 2 state bodies, Caolte and Borna Mona, mainly originally for commercial purposes, either production of energy or production of wood, which, you know, they need to do, and they're quite good at. And what we're saying, a lot of that land could come over to an organisation like the National Parks and Wildlife Service, and we manage it specifically for nature, for woodland, for grassland, for bird species, for mammal species. So that's one way of doing it. But also, where we identify land that is of high nature value, and where a landowner is willing to talk to us and sit down with us, then there's options for purchasing as well. So it'll happen both ways.
Yeah. And so presumably, and I doubt very much if you're going to say it, but in the back of your mind, there may be already a few locations that would be prime for that.
Yeah, obviously we've got to be sensitive about these things, Sean. If they see the state coming, you know, they'll be saying, they'll be raising the amounts that they're seeking. But look, there are, of course, there's some strategic areas that we're thinking of. Sure. My own county, Cork, has no national park, Sean. We've got to rectify that, whereas Kerry seems to have about 300 of them.
Yeah.
No, they have 2.
Yeah.
But look, that'd be one obvious example. But look, at the moment, there are areas that we're looking at. But it's not about the kind of geography or trying to kind of get one over on Kerry, for example. It's, can we identify habitats, for example, woodland habitats, peatland, raised bogs, blanket bogs, that we think that, you know what, if we, you know, wetland areas, lakes, rivers, if we take this under state control, that we can improve habitats within them, we can see biodiversity thrive. A really important factor as well, Sean, is access for people, you know, getting people into nature, into these national parks, seeing what a healthy ecosystem would look like. I think it was Attenborough who said that, you know, if people don't care about nature, they're not going to care about protecting nature. I kind of phrase that differently. If we can get people into nature, they grow to love nature. And the more people who love nature, the more people who want to protect nature. So we'll have better outcomes. So that's the plan. And I think with more national parks, you know, I'd love to add 3 national parks, for example, over the course of this term.
Yeah. And say by the end of the decade.
By the end of the decade.
I know it might be, you know, you've probably... Yeah, so working for the World Bank or something at that stage, but
unlikely.
What would you like to see at the end of the decade?
Yeah, look, so at the moment we have 100,000 hectares within National Parks and Nature Reserve. I'd like to see that increase to 150,000. I'd like to see 3 additional national parks. As I said, I won't go into detail of where they are. And just a lot more. But beyond that, it's not just about the state owning land, and obviously when we own land we can control the activities that can happen within the land, so that's very important, whether it's managing grazing, whether it's managing the activities, getting rid of invasive species like rhododendron, predator control, that type of thing. We can obviously have more control when we own the land, but there's obviously want to go beyond that. Farmers have shown amazing leadership in what they can do when it comes to farming schemes that work for nature and biodiversity. Corncrake Life, for example. You're probably aware of the corncrake, Sean. It's a species that was nearly wiped out in Ireland. And because of the actions of an incredible group of farmers along the West Coast, along with ecologists, we've seen their fortunes drastically improve. So more of that type of stuff as well is something that we'd like to do.
What about water?
Water, yeah.
Yeah, that might be a bit of a sticking point with some farmers.
It is, and it isn't. I mean, Look, obviously there's a concerning report recently in terms of the trends of water quality. That, and we can't ignore that. We can't turn a blind eye. We have to take that seriously. But actually, from a European context, we're not at the worst. You know, I think the EU average in January.
Well, now, come on, that's a fairly low bar. We're not the
it
worst.
Is, but yeah. just let me get there, though. Like, European-wide, we're talking about 36% of water bodies are deemed in good condition. Here, it's 50% down from 51. So there is a reversing trend. So I get the challenge, and it's really important. We have these incredible water systems, rivers, you know, poor freshwater pearl mussel gets an awful rap. It's an incredible species that lives a long time. So we do take that seriously. But, you know, farmers are up for this. We've seen some of the things that they've taken on, like slurry storage, the method that they spread slurry, things like that that we are seeing having improvements. But yes, you're absolutely right. We've got 3 years to get this sorted. Otherwise, farmers lose derogation. We know how important that is to farmers. It's Irish policy to keep derogation. So we have to. There's a job of work there to do to ensure that we improve water quality right throughout Ireland.
Somebody's texted in to say a quote from a report: Ireland's national parks face critical biological status with 90% of protected habitats across the country, including those within parks, in unfavourable conditions as late 2025.
Exactly, and they're the type of worrying stats that motivate me, Sean. As I said, those kind of stats we can't be proud of. Now, we have seen in certain habitats, like grassland habitats, etc., where we've seen improved trends because of National Parks and Wildlife Service working with farmers. We're seeing an intense, like, and you have to remember where we're coming from as well, Sean. Back in 2020, National Parks and Wildlife Service had about 300 staff. We've doubled that now. We're up nearly to 600. The funding for nature was nowhere. It was about 26 million in 2019. Mm. Now it's up to 100 million for the National Parks and Wildlife Service. So we're going the right direction, but I am under no illusions. There's a lot more to do, which is why, you know, I'd love to see this ambition of scaling up the amount of land that we have for biodiversity and nature, so that people can once again fall in love with this incredible part of the world.
Christopher, thanks a million for coming into us today. That was Christopher O'Sullivan there, the Minister of State for Nature.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.